I'm back. Wow, that was terrible. You are now tuning in to The Middle with Stephen Sanastasi, episode 7. It is Wednesday, June 13th. And boy, do we have a show for you today. I have a lot to say. Did not mean for that to rhyme. Let's do this thing. What's going on, people? My listeners, we did it. We hit over 400 total listens. 476 to be exact. Last week, and if you follow me on social media, we hit about a little bit over 400, about 408. Since then, it's up to 476. And once I hit 500, oh boy, look out. No, I can't thank people enough for sharing this, listening to it on whatever platform you're listening to. I can't thank you enough. This has been fun. I'm having a lot of fun doing this, and I want to keep it going. The one thing I've noticed, though, going forward with these, is that I've just been struggling to find the energy to do it after work. But that's okay. Yeah, I come home. I got a little routine down now. I was a little underprepared for today. Didn't really do a lot of note-taking like I usually do. I go back and listen to some of my episodes as well and take notes and things like that. I'm dedicated. I am dedicated. And I think I just care too much. But that's never a bad thing with anything in life, right? If you have a problem with caring too much about something, okay, let's look at it this way. When I say caring too much, I'm not talking, like, there's terrible things to care about too much. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, things that are illegal. If you care too much about that, you have a problem. But there's certain things in life, like work, relationship, friends, overall humanity. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you got a podcast like this, there's nothing wrong with that as well. Because if you care too much, you're doing the right thing, and I applaud you. So, went back to Michigan for the weekend. I am back home a lot, and that's okay. I got my family back there. I have a girl back there that I care about a lot, and I love her dearly. And she keeps telling me to talk about her on this, so, babe, I'm talking about you. No, I just, going back home and being able to spend time with her and my family, it means the world to me. And it kind of stinks coming back here and being away from them, but that's okay. I'm working towards getting myself back up north with my company and working on all that so I can be closer to them. But yeah, it was a great weekend, and I love, every time I come home, I'm down in Detroit, going to brunch, walking around the city. I love the city. I really do, and it made me, when I was home this past weekend, it made me realize how much I do miss it, and how much I want to get back there. But then it got me thinking, am I only saying this because the weather's good right now? Because once, the snow comes, and then, the weather down here in Texas is in the 60s, 70s, and I'm just like, shit. The snow does suck. It really does. And I don't miss that at all. Not one bit. But I want to be back in Michigan, or close to Michigan, and I'm going to figure it out. Because that's what I do. But yeah, what a weekend. So not sorry, I gotta get a little emotional on you. I hate doing that, but that's how I feel about the people I love and the place that I call home. So let's start off with a great story today. I like flying a lot, and I flew in on Friday night, got in around 9, and then when I flew back to Texas, it was Sunday, and I left at the late flight 8:30. This just seems like a common thing, a common reoccurrence that keeps happening with me on airplanes and male flight attendants. I get hit on way too much. And this is not even by women. And I don't have a problem with a guy being gay. It's 2018. And the saying I always go by is adapt or die. You either accept change or you get left behind. That's how it is. If you look at society from the dawn of man until now, there's constant change. It's happening every day. And if you can't come to the terms of accepting things, who are you? We're all human beings. And that's the thing. I don't care what you do. You can like the same sex, and you can like a person of the opposite sex. It's not going to change my opinion on you unless you're mean to me. That's the thing. I don't care. If that's what you like, do it. It doesn't matter. This is your life. And again, it is 2018. You can do whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy. It's one of my good friends lives by that saying. Do whatever makes you happy. And I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. So, back to my story. I keep getting hit on by a lot of, I don't want to assume they're gay, but you can tell. I mean, that's the thing. You can tell. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, but here's the difference between me and someone who's homophobic. I personally take that as a compliment. I'm not about that stuff. Don't get me wrong. Like I just said, do whatever you want. I like people of the opposite sex. My girl knows that. If she hears this, she's going to be like, what? Why are you talking about this? The story was funny. This guy was legitimately hitting on me on my flight back to Texas. And he was a flight attendant. And I was sitting up in the comfort section in Delta. And I had a whole row to myself. And like I said, I take it as a compliment. The fact that I look good and someone thinks I look good, thank you. That is genuinely nice of you. No, it's just like I like if you're gonna give me attention and think I'm attractive and you think I'm nice, then all day. I take attention like that all day. And sorry if I don't reciprocate the like part, but I'm still gonna be nice to you because I'm a human being and you're a human being and humans should be nice to each other. That's the thing. So, but this gentleman, I thought it stopped after the first time he came up to me when I was sitting down, but it didn't. And it kind of got a little weird. It's not by what he said or anything. It's by what he kind of did. So the first time, I'm locked in. I got my headphones in. This is why, when I go on a plane, I have the headphones in. And once we get up to 30,000, 35,000 feet, I'm turning on either the Gogo in-flight app where I can watch movies, or I'm listening to a podcast. Sometimes I listen to myself and I take notes. And so I'm locked in, and unfortunately, there was no good movies, but one of my favorite shows, if not my favorite show ever, Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, they had it on HBO on the app. So of course I'm gonna rewatch this latest season because it was hilarious. So I'm sitting there all locked in. I had a couple adult beverages. I had some beers. All right, Sunday night. I was living. That's all I was doing. Looking out the window at the clouds. I couldn't have been more content. So he first came up to me, and I didn't even know he was right next to me, is the thing. That's how focused I was on my phone and watching and laughing, having some snacks, you know, the whole thing you do on a plane. And first came up to me and like he like leaned over and like you know when you're sitting down and you can feel someone staring at you or like you feel someone right next to your face. I felt that. And like I slowly like look and he's like right there. You know, I could have jumped and been really overdramatic, because that's what I do sometimes. And a quick example of me being overdramatic in public, I'll get right back to the story. Quick example of me being overdramatic in public. I do this thing at bars, and I've been telling my friends know about this, where if someone like bumps into me, I'll do like what they call in basketball a flop. That's basically like where you barely get touched. Someone could put a finger on me, I'd still do this in the bar. Sometimes a person like if I get like touched lightly or anything, I'll be over dramatic and I'll act like they pushed me and I'll go flying. And it's hilarious because the person doesn't know how to react because they think they did something wrong. Your friends know what you're doing, so they're dying laughing. And then whoever I ran into thinks the person standing there that technically or didn't really push me is the one that did it. Because they see me go flying. So it's hilarious. I do this all the time in bars. It is so funny. Because the reactions, you get people in like this reaction where like, dude, I didn't even touch you. And like sometimes people get pissed, even though like you bumped into me. That wasn't me. No, it's really funny. I had one time I had a guy, he hit me, or he didn't hit me. He gave me like a little shoulder. But it was on accident, obviously. I mean, all of these are on accident. And I went flying this one time. I went absolutely flying. And he got so upset. He got so upset. He like wanted to fight me. I was like, I looked at him and was like, dude, I'm not mad, but you pushed me. He's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, why did I go flying? He's like, you're fucking stupid, man, all right? Get the fuck out of here. And he walked away. He told me to get out of here, but he walked away. Oh. Okay. I looked at him like, so should I follow? I was like, should I follow you? Oh man, I love messing with people in public. It is the funniest thing. I don't take it over the edge like some of these Instagram people do or YouTube stars, but nonetheless, it's hilarious. Anyway, back to the story. So, I like turned and looked at him, and I took my headphone out. I paused it, because I'm a nice guy, and I'm courteous. And I was like, what's going on, man? How's it going? And he was taking care of first class, so he came down the road to talk to me. So, I don't know if any of you know this, but my mother works for Delta, and so I fly standby and I have to start paying and whatnot. Anyway, you get some basically whatever seats open. So sometimes you get first class, Delta Comfort. We end up a lot with Delta Comfort. So I mean I get like free drinks, free snacks, things like that. So he came down to talk to me because I had basically row to myself. And like, you know, I look at him, hey, what's up, man? And he's like, so are you? He's like, do you work for the company? And like he was getting all like antsy. And I was like, no, I was like, no, my mom does. He's like, oh, I was about to say, I'm like, you're pretty young. He's like, I would have known you by now. And I was like, didn't really, in my head, I didn't really know how to take that when he said it. Cause he kind of like smiled at me. And I was like, oh, no, I'm like, yeah, I was like, yeah, I work down here in San Antonio and, my family's back home in Michigan. She works in Detroit. Oh, he's like, oh, what does she do? And I was like, she works at the ticket counter, like in the international side. So like, oh, I didn't know they had international ticket counter. I was like, oh yeah. And that's just me. Like, I was just making small talk, and he was like, okay, well, nice to meet you. And I was like, okay, thanks. And then he walked away. So that right there, I thought it was done. But it wasn't. So the flight goes on. It's about an hour and 15 later, And the lights got, you know, the sun goes down, it gets dark. Holy shit. Science. But yeah, so the sun goes down, so it's obviously dark on the plane, if my math is right. And I was sitting there, you know, locked into the phone again, and I'm like 4 beers deep at this point, all IPAs. So I'm feeling pretty good. So I'm locked in my phone. You can't see anything because, like, I kind of shut the windows. People around me shut the windows, so it's pretty dark, and they have the lights off. And I'm locked in. And all of a sudden, like, there's just this big, huge bump on, like, the seats and, like, the tray table that was open next to me, because I opened it to put some stuff on because I was just maximizing the space. And I was like, what the... And he's right there again, leaning over. And I'm like, So I pause it again. I was like, what's going on, man? He's like, do you want any snacks so when you leave the plane and whatnot? He's like, come on. Yeah, he's like, I know you want some. And I was like, okay. He's like, okay, I'll go get them for you real quick. And I was like, okay. So I'm just like, the thing is, this has happened to me on multiple plane rides. And I take it as a compliment. I do. But here's the thing, do I come off as gay? Like, I was asking my friends this the other day, I think it's the way I dress. And I don't know, I like fashion. I really do. I like spending money on nice clothes and looking presentable. No matter if I'm rocking athletic gear, going out, dress up, you name it. I think it's the way I dress because this keeps happening to me in public and things like that. But like I said, that's a compliment. If you like the way I look, thank you. No, but like then he came back, gave me the snacks, and then he was like, oh, he's like, it's your last stop, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, me too. I was like, oh, nice. And then he walked away. So, like, was he expecting me to ask him if this was his last stop? I don't know, you know? But, hey, it was a great plane ride. I really enjoyed it. There's always something happening to me like this. There's always something happening to me like this, though. I swear. My life is never, like, not eventful. There's always something going on. And so, but like every time I'm on a plane, it keeps happening. Like that keeps happening. It's okay. But like I said, you either adapt or you die. That's how life is. You either accept change or get left behind. It's that simple. No, but this leads me into my next point, though, the story. I don't know if you guys saw on basically the just anywhere in the news what happened with Twitter's CEO. And Chick-fil-A. So the CEO of Twitter ate Chick-fil-A this month, and this month is Pride Month. So you kind of just see, I'm just touching, basically that story just came from what was going on with this and whatnot. But he was forced. This is my thing. Why are we attacking people for doing the smallest things who never had intentions of doing what you claim that person like did? The thing is, a society right now, the way people freak out over anything is sickening. It really is. It's sickening. And I'm sick of it too. Because we're getting to the point where, you know, these radicals want to tell all these people on the right that they're dictatorish. I don't even think that's a word. They're like dictators. They try to, you know. But at the same time, these radicals don't understand. It's like, you're policing people as well. You're trying to police free speech and things like that. And trying to police people's actions. Like, outlawing somebody because they do something and basically wanting them some of these radicals want some of these people to basically get killed, which is very extreme to say, but that's what some of these people are, and the way they react and the way they overreact. That needs to stop. Like, that, if you're going to call somebody a dictator, you're doing the same thing. So back in, you know, the Middle Ages, if somebody did something that was, I guess, against the laws or against the way people lived, they would get outlawed. And that was seen as, I don't want to say a crime, but a punishment. Because a crime would, you know, lead to that. But it was seen as a punishment. And so people, you know, would get put on a guillotine. You know, I think the guillotine, the one where they strap you in? And you got your head and your arms through. You know the one I'm talking about, where you're like, your head's through and you're alive still and your head and your arms are through and they throw tomatoes at you and stuff. But they send you out into the middle of nowhere. That's like the same thing as this. So Twitter CEO is forced to apologize yesterday, or sorry, Monday, for eating Chick-fil-A during Pride Month. The thing is, I know for a fact this guy didn't have intentions of, you know, he had intentions of, okay, I want something to eat, so I'm going to get something to eat. And it was probably the most convenient thing for him at the time. And Chick-fil-A is amazing, as I can tell you firsthand. It's huge down here, and I have it all the time, and it's amazing. But he was forced to apologize because Chick-fil-A, I guess, the Chick-fil-A's owner, you know, is very, very Catholic. I don't know if he's Catholic, very religious. And they, you know, they're closed on Sundays. And he openly has spoken out against the gay community. I don't know if it's specifically the gay community. But nonetheless, he shouldn't have said the things he said. But for us to try to sit here and outlaw Twitter's CEO, the guy who has openly spoken out, like, about... The guy's openly spoken... First off, he's openly spoken out against the Trump administration. So... This guy is, I'm pretty sure this guy is liberal. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's a Democrat. And he openly supports everything the left does. So why, because the guy ate a damn sandwich, you're going to outlaw him? Like, that doesn't make sense to me at all. Like, who cares if the guy, if the guy was about to die and he needed something to eat and Chick-fil-A was the last thing, and you were still going to make a big deal about it? Fuck off. We got to stop this in our country. The overreaction of things is just despicable. And it's just so, it's so cringeworthy. That's the better word for it. It is so cringeworthy. I can't even explain. Like, some, I don't even, this is the thing with me. I don't even read the news anymore. Unless somebody retweets something on Twitter. I don't even follow news outlets on Twitter unless it's sports. And I just don't, because I don't care. Because when I see things that, like, people, like, overreact about, it just makes me that upset. It makes me more frustrated and angry, and it's just like, you know, I'm trying to change my life right now, where I don't get upset about things so easily, so that's why I come here and I rant, but, like, certain things, it's just like, no, like, you're stupid, you're dumb. Where's your parents? That's what I want to say when I see some of this shit. Who raised you? Why did you grow up to be a baby? All these freaking crybabies nowadays, man. People freak out about everything. How about you just live your life? That's it. If you live your life, like, you can have things that you can support. I get that. But when you want to sit here and tell me that you identify as a bullfrog and you want me to accept it, no, you're not a bullfrog. You're a person. And you're a human, not an animal. That's the thing. That's another thing that pisses me off. Why are you going to tell me that you identify as something and expect me to accept that and look at you as you're an animal because you think you identify as an animal? No. No, sir. Not happening. What is up with that, too? Why are people identifying as animals? Like, what? Change yourself. Like, And the people that give people shit because they don't accept that person identifying as a bullfrog, screw you. Go away. Like, I just don't know what's going on, is the thing. Why is, and it makes me question, like, what is society going to look like in 10 years? Like, what is it going to look like? Because you have people just so radical right now. And that's the thing. I'm in the middle, man. And the name of the podcast, I'm in the middle of it. Because, like I've always stated in the previous episodes, I just do not care. I don't put in enough effort to follow things in the news or what's going on in politics or anything like that, unless it's retweeted, or I just see it on Twitter when I'm scrolling around, because I don't care. That's the thing. I have things I support, and I have things that I agree with and that people should always shed some light on. And like I've said in the other episodes, but like at the end of the day, I just don't care. And I'm sorry, but that's the thing. I'm not going to apologize. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. That's the thing. Like, if you just live your life without worrying about all this other constant bullshit going around on, you're gonna be very happy, trust me. Because if you're gonna just sit on social media and wait for the next thing to make you mad so you can go out there and protest, you can go out there and I'm talking about the things like protesting, things that are just stupid. Like, there's things obviously that I agree with protesting and certain things like that. If you're going to sit on social media and refresh and go on all your apps to find out what this next person did at whatever company, whatever CEO did this at whatever company, and go out there and pro, like, that right there is so toxic, not only to the rest of society, but yourself and in your brain personally. That is the most unhealthy life I think I've ever could even see in a human. And the fact that people do actually do these things, Where's your logic? Where's your parents? Go get your mom or your dad. Like, if my kid ever turned out like that, like, I will bet you $1 million. If I ever find out my kid is on, not in class on a college campus protesting something stupid, something so stupid that has nothing to do with anything important in society, I will drive my ass, fly my ass to whatever school they're at, and pull them out of school. Or better yet, I'll go into the whatever class they go into next, and I will yell at them in front of all their students. All their other classmates, whatever. That shit just needs to stop, man. You crybabies. You're a freaking crybaby. Cut it out. Get over it. You know, life's not fair. That's the thing. Life is never fair. And I've realized that the moment I turned 18 and the moment I went to college. Life is not fair. But it's the ones that keep going every single day that just get over things quicker than others. It really is that. Because I can't just sit here. I don't have enough energy to sit here and dwell on something for more than 10 minutes. And I think it has a part to do with my ADD, but nonetheless, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and get mad about something that doesn't affect my life directly. And I think that's what a lot of people in this country don't really understand, that if you're going to waste your time getting mad about, like, I'd rather waste my time making money. That's the thing. Or doing something that adds value to my life. Because if you have time to be a crybaby, then you're not going to go anywhere in life. And it's the truth. No one's going to feel bad for you at the end of the day. Maybe your friends are, because your friends are crybabies too, obviously. And they accept crybaby lifestyles. But no, you're not going anywhere in life. And if you continue to blame other people, well, no. You can't blame people for your own actions is the thing. And it's just, I don't know. I'm sorry I had to go on a rant like that, but it's just annoying at that point. Back to the Chick-fil-A. So I've been, if you follow me on Snapchat, I put up a little, I'm going to start doing this. Excuse me. And where I give a little brief preview and typically on what the episode's going to be released the next day. And so today on my Snapchat, I talked about how I've been doing this thing a lot, and it has to do with Chick-fil-A, obviously. So I work in like a, I'm an account manager, so I deal with a lot of our customers on a day-to-day basis. They have my cell phone, my work phone number, email, you name it. But I've been literally, every time someone's been telling me, oh, Steven, thank you so much, I've been responding with my pleasure. And I moved down to the South, and maybe it's a Southern thing, but I sound like I'm working the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. Like, yeah, well, you, what kind of sauce you want with that, sir? Oh, shit, never mind. Why am I saying this? Is it weird? I always thought, like, the first time I went to Chick-fil-A and experienced my first... when I experienced my first my pleasure... That sounds weird. But when I experienced my first my pleasure at Chick-fil-A... You know, I don't know if you can remember the first time you went to Chick-fil-A, but when they said that, you're just like, whoa. And, you know, immature Steve back in the day was like, weird. Whoa, are they hitting on me? No, but I keep saying it, and it's just, I just don't know how my customers are reacting is the thing. They probably think nothing of it. But I'm sitting here behind a mic telling you how I feel. And I feel weird. No, it was just something I need to stop doing, I think. Just go back. Oh, you're welcome. Just a classic, you're welcome. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with it, you're welcome. And I hate when people say, you're welcome. No. It's you're. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. And that's another thing. If you're like eight, I wouldn't even say this. If you're like in high school or, you know, beyond, and you don't know your differences between your and you are, go back to elementary school. Get educated. You're stupid. You're dumb. I just love seeing that on social media too. It's just like, it's so simple. You're and you are. It's so simple. It's easy. Very easy. Figure it out. So I've been noticing this a lot lately when I've been driving, and it's happened to me like a handful of times within the last week. I'll be driving, you know, going, and it always happens on a street where I'm going over 40. Well, the speed limit's over 40, put it that way. And I'll be going, you know, fast, whatnot. And people just decide to turn left when you're going, you know, say I'm going, whatever, I'm going west and somebody's turning north, so they're making a left. And in the lane, and they just cut in front of me. The common thing I've noticed with people doing it is that they do it and just don't care. And so like me, I don't even brake. And I'm not at the point yet where I'm going to beep because it hasn't made me that mad. And I think talking about it will make me less mad. But like it happened again today and I almost freaked out. Because why are you pulling out in front of me when I'm going like 50? Like do you want me to hit you? That's the thing. Like, okay, here, I'll slam into your car. We'll see what happens. Like, in that situation, whose fault is it, really? I don't know. I think it would be mine. Because if they're turning, like, you're supposed to obviously brake. But if there's no light within distance at all, and there's no stop sign or yield, I would have the right of way, wouldn't I? I don't know. I'll have to look that up. But it's just like, this one, it's like, it's old people today in a truck. Like, they just pulled out. And I'm just like, what are you doing? I'm driving here. Fucking morons, man. These people are just so stupid on the road. That's the thing. I don't trust people driving. And that's why it makes driving terrifying every day. Because I don't trust what someone else is going to do. Because you don't know. I'm also very excited for autonomous driving. within major cities, because I'm not going to have to worry about bullshit. I'm going to be able to work while I'm in the car. And I'm not going to have to worry about people doing that too. Like, no car is going to cut in front of you if it's autonomous, because it knows you're coming. Because an autonomous vehicle is smarter than these dumbasses in this truck from earlier that pulled out in front of me. And that's why I want a robot driving me around. But yeah, it's just, people are just fucking dumb. And I just don't get it. Use your brain. Think. It's not that hard. You are at a dead stop, and a car is going 50 miles per hour, and you need to go left. You could wait, like a normal person, for a break in traffic. But no, you're going to try to be daring, because you are so impatient, you can't wait to make a left to go inside the bank to pull out the money you don't have. No, man, that's like really what happened. I don't know about people's financial. I don't care. Do whatever you want. No, but it's just like, people, just be patient. That's the thing. It's what it comes down to. That's just something I'm working on and I'm trying to be better at, but just be patient. That's all that matters with anything in life. So I don't know if you remember from last podcast, last episode where I interviewed my good buddy Jared Leekes, German professional football player. We talked about our buddy Pat, and Pat wanted me to touch on this today. My buddy Pat over in Illinois, he put in his resignation at his job today, so he's gonna go travel Europe. So that trip we were talking about, he's resigning from his job, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? What? Why would you do that? I'm sorry, Pat, you're not gonna be able to ask me for a job. That's the thing. I wish I could quit my job right now and go travel. Pat's got balls. I don't got balls. That's the thing. I couldn't do that. And more power to you if you can. I've never been overseas. That's the thing. I've never been. I've ever. The only place I've been like far from the United States, I wouldn't say the States, but the side of the country, is Canada. And it's not even that far from Detroit. It's like 15 minutes from my house, the border. And Alaska. It's like the farthest I've been. I've been nowhere else. And I need to get out, man. I need to explore. I'm really excited. I think I want to hit Europe up in 2019. Save up for another year and then go over there. Oh, man, I've just heard great things. And I really want to check out Italy. That's really when I want to go most. But yeah, it's just like, I've heard great things, and I need to get out. Need to get out. I'm trapped. Did you guys see freaking IHOP? What? What are you doing? You're a burger place now? Oh, let's get more unhealthy. Oh, okay. Let's gather. The CEO gathers everyone around in his office. We're making changes. New brand. We're changing the brand. Rebranding. We're selling burgers. I would sit there and be, if I was in the marketing, what? I'm the guy in the marketing team that just found out this because I'm an associate, and no one told me. What, sir? Burgers? Why? We're International House of Pancakes. We've always been this. But now burgers? This is not good. You know that freaking nerd on the marketing team? Just imagine, like, you literally have to throw everything out. Like, I get it. It's an easy change for, I mean, it's a good change for their their logo and everything. I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's a B now, not a P. But like, just have to throw out everything with pancakes now. I mean, they're still selling breakfast, is what I'm told, but like, they're moving into the burgers. I heard they even sold burgers before, so I mean, but just more variety now. But like, wouldn't you just have to throw everything out at that point? Like, if you're on the marketing team and everything, Like, oh, no more pancakes. We're doing burgers now. Like, that's just gotta be shitty. That's gotta be a shitty job. I would hate to be the person on that team. And burgers, like, what? What? Are they. Something had to. That's a thing, though. Something had to have happened where they had to do this. They're probably in serious financial trouble, and they just had to rebrand real quickly. And you never know. It could work. It could work. I'm not saying it's not going to work. I mean, it could not work, though. But why? Why burgers? Why? Unhealthy. Okay. Obesity is a problem. It starts with these fast food fucking places, man. Fix yourself before you kill everyone. Jeez. That's what I don't get, man. What? We got all this fast food in this country, and it's like only like a certain amount are healthy, and they're not even that healthy. Like, let's start. Have you ever been? I don't know if they have this in Michigan. I don't think they do. Salada? Come down to Texas. Have some Salada. It's a fast food salad joint. All salads. I mean, you can get. It's not just green. It's not just veggies, or vegetarian. You can get greens. I mean, you get greens obviously, but you can get chicken. You can get anything on the salad. But it's not unhealthy, it's the thing. Why can't we have more of those? Stop with the fucking burgers. Stop. It's not cool anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do like a good burger. But no. Let's think about the future and how we want our kids to live. All right, folks. I'm cutting it short today. Did enough ranting. You heard enough of me talk. Like I said, please keep sharing the podcast. Please subscribe. Give me a nice 5-star rating. It really helps out. Someone give me a 1-star. I'm gonna find you. I will find you. I'm like Liam Neeson. But yeah, over four, so close to three, oh, sorry, close to 500 total plays now. We're getting up there. Just can't thank you enough. Please keep subscribing, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm out.